Welcome to Chapter 46, An Unexplained Event. Well, I'm back years later, once again walking on the beach in Margate, but a different kind of a situation today. Anyway, my mother had passed quite a while ago, and on her birthday, July 19th, a few years ago, I decided that I was going to go down to Margate, where she loved, and decide to kind of like celebrate her birthday by walking on the beach and just thinking about some of the times that we had down there. Anyway, I'm walking on the beach, and all of a sudden, I get a text on my phone. And the text is to Anne McGonigal, my mother. And it was from Piazza Honda in Springfield, Pennsylvania, alerting her that her 2002 Honda was being recalled for certain malfunctions. Now, first of all, Piazza Honda was not in business when my mother bought her 2002 Honda, which, by the way, she did own. That's number one. Number two is my cell phone number changed. This was not even my number when any of this took place. So they would have no record of my number, my phone number. So I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is bizarre. My mom had been gone about 4 years. This was 2017. So anyway, I decide when I get home, have dinner, I tell my wife about this, and I decide I'm going to go over to Piazza Honda. So I go over to the dealer. I look up the recall person, a gentleman there, and I go up to him, and I mention the situation. Why would they send a text involving a recall on a car that was 15 years after the fact? And he said, well, they don't do that. I said, well, here's my text. So I showed him my phone, which had a phone number on it. He said, well, let's call this number. So he put the phone on speaker and called the number. And they answered the phone, Piazza Honda. And he said, where are you located? And the woman said, well, we're in Baltimore Pike in Springfield. They had other locations. So she was on the second floor above us where we were calling. So we acknowledged that was a Honda number that the text came from. So this guy, this recall guy, explained the situation, said, I have a gentleman here who's showing me this text from you, meaning her, to his mother, who has been gone for 4 years. So she said, let me look this up. So we were on the hold for a bit. She comes back on. She says, we have no record of ever sending Mr. McGonigal a text. We don't have any Mr. McGonigal or Anne McGonigal in our system. Well, I'm not even going to editorialize. All I know is I, for one, and I think the majority of people believe that there is a hereafter and that we get to see the people we love that have passed. Very rarely do you get some type of tangible, let's just say, documentation, as in a text, that maybe there is something going on. It was her birthday. I was at her favorite place. And as she used to say, and I mentioned this earlier, when I would take her to the ballroom dance after Dad died, that I was her favorite child. And then when she set out to dance, I informed the people that she told that to that, while that was true, but I also, one of the things she forgot to point out was that I was her only child. So anyway, I just share this with you because it's a cool story and, you know, maybe, who knows? Thank you for listening. Up next, who knew?